Bouncer, Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook and young Mr. Rush Gook are assembled in the living room as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. Supper has been over about half an hour, and our friends have settled themselves for a quiet evening at home. Sade is concluding an anecdote. Listen.
She got the points for once. Tittered like a horse. Ruthie don't generally catch on to jokes. She's smart in her own way, but little funny trash usually slips right past her. This afternoon, though, she grasped the point and just more and laughed away.
You're in an amiable mood tonight, kiddo.
Yeah.
I suppose I'm not always in an amiable mood.
Well, occasionally your sweet disposition wears a patina of vexation or impatience.
Mm-hmm. Person's only human, of course.
Very true.
Miller Tisdall tries to give the American public the impression she's happy at all times. Regular little sunbeam. And yet I've witnessed her quivering with rage.
Since you're in such a jolly spirit, Dr. Sleech, I feel disposed to bring up a matter which ordinarily I would hesitate to broach.
Yeah?
One of those things which commonly prompt you to send your undershirt to Detroit, Michigan, parcel post.
Really? Well, if I'm in jolly spirits, why don't you let me stay in jolly spirits? Why whip out stuff to upset me?
There's no reason for you to be upset. What I have up my sleeve is trivial in the extreme.
Oh.
You people might be fascinated by a story Smelly Clark's Uncle Strap tells on himself in that connection.
It's altogether possible. However, I wonder if you'd grant Papa the floor 5 minutes.
Not at all.
To break the ice at one fell swoop, Sadie, Hank got stuff.
Oh, my. Money?
A ridiculously trifling amount.
There goes my jolly spirits.
Hang on to your jolly spirits just 3 seconds more. You'll see that there's no cause for alarm.
What's eating Hank this trip? $5, $10, $20?
$1. Tomorrow morning at 7:30 o'clock, the telephone will ring and it'll be Hank Gutstock. The following morning at 7:30 o'clock, and every morning thereafter, except Sunday morning, the telephone will ring at 7:30 and it'll be Hank Gutstock.
Go ahead.
May I interrupt at this point, Carl?
No. Kiddo, I'm not going to expatiate on Hank's energy and resourcefulness. We've discussed the matter before without getting any place. I'll content myself by merely saying that Hank has hit upon a rather neat idea.
He's going to sell fish?
He's going to sell no fish.
Coleslaw?
Uh-uh.
Candy? Christmas cards? Pie? Cut glass? What?
He is going to sell a service.
Really?
A useful service. A worthwhile service. I've subscribed for a fee of $1 per month.
There goes another $1 per month out the window. We're getting $1 per month to death. People around here seem to have the notion $1 per month grows on trees.
May I explain Hank's service?
Sure.
You people sitting around discussing this, that, and other thing puts me in
Please,
mind of a little...
Rush. Every day at 7:30 o'clock, Hank will call up here with a brave, bright, enthusiastic, good morning.
Will he indeed?
His manly, hearty voice will ring out clear and invigorating.
Oh, boy, grand. Say, that is a service. That's a wonderful service. Only $1 a month for that service? He's working too cheap. Why not $5 a month? $10?
Where those jolly spirits disappeared to?
I wonder.
You didn't let me finish what I started to say.
Go ahead and finish.
Hank will telephone us daily at 7:30 o'clock.
And bid us good morning. Beautiful, beautiful. And he'll do it for $1? Say, there is a bargain.
Please, Sadie, may I finish?
Do.
He'll say, good morning, top coat weather, or good morning, overcoat weather, or good morning, short sleeve weather.
Whee.
Do you grasp the point?
No,
I do.
What is the point, my boy?
Weather report. Hank will slap us out the weather report every day.
That, or that in substance, is correct. Sadie, at this season of the year, when the weather's absolutely unpredictable, how many times am I at a loss as to what clothes to put on? After breakfast, when I'm about to leave for the office, I never know if I ought to put on a top coat, an overcoat, or what. How many times have I quit the house and returned a few minutes later for a change of apparel? I put on a top coat, go outdoors, and discover it's too cold for a top coat. Or I'll put on an overcoat, go outdoors, and discover it's too warm for an overcoat. It's a very annoying thing. And the situation is with us clear up until the month of June. Well, Hank Gutstock's brainy little idea does away with that situation. We don't know whether it's cold or warm outdoors when we get out of bed and come downstairs. We're completely in the dark. It's a hit or miss proposition. Hank solves our problem. Good morning. Top coat weather. Armed with this accurate information, I don my top coat and I leave for the office, happy in the knowledge no mistake has been made.
Say, not bad.
You feel as I do that the enterprise has merit, Rush?
Why, sure. Take me just yesterday.
Yes?
After breakfast, I got ready for school and put on a sweater, a jacket, and my coat. Got up the alley as far as Kelsey Street and liked to cook. Come home and remove both my sweater and my jacket.
A typical case. And one that has been my own experience occasions without number.
Good morning. Sweater weather, huh?
Or good morning. Heavy overcoat weather.
If it happens to be raining, he can say, good morning. Umbrella weather.
If it were raining, I think we could ascertain the fact ourselves without aid, merely by glancing out the window.
Well, I'm not so sure. Good many days I crawl out of bed so sleepy I don't know what's going on. If there happened to be a typhoon raging outdoors, Hank could say, good morning. Cyclone cellar weather. If the temperature happened to be 69 degrees below zero and snow drifts 48 feet high and the wind velocity 311 miles an hour, Hank could say, good morning, stay in bed weather.
You joke, don't you, Rush? The matter is not a humorous one, I think.
How are those jolly spirits, eh?
Oh, fine.
Wasn't as bad as you anticipated, huh?
No.
I think we must commend Hank on his ingenuity. His idea exemplifies sound thought. I've said, and Rush here agrees with me, that he has a real service to offer.
You already paid him a dollar?
I have.
Anybody else paid him a dollar?
Hank tells me he has numerous clients lined up. See, the possibilities are enormous. Hundreds and hundreds of men in this city are interested in what clothes to wear to work these uncertain spring days.
They not only receive information for their money, but they also get the benefit of a fine, big, hearty good morning from Hank.
You continue to joke?
No.
Hank, name anybody he had lined up?
Sure.
Who?
Well, Steve Chestbutter, Y.I.I.Y. Skeeber, Charlie Razorscum, Alf Musherton, Ike Kneesuffer. Oh, a whole swarm.
Have they all slopped out their dollar?
I really couldn't say.
Bet they haven't.
What leads you to that surmise?
It's so childish and silly.
Is it?
Sure. Good morning. Top coat weather. Good morning. Swimming suit weather. Now, who's going to give anybody a dollar for that? I'll tell you how cold it is or how warm it is myself. Just by sticking my head out the kitchen door. And I won't charge you any money for it either.
Rush, my boy. Would you care to play me a game of rummy?
Sure.
When's this business begin?
I beg pardon?
When's Hank going to start his telephoning?
The service begins tomorrow morning.
Oh, it does it? Well, let me tell you something you haven't thought about yet.
Of course, Sadie.
Who's downstairs at 7:30 o'clock in the morning?
I greatly fear I'm not quite sure as to the...
I'm downstairs at 7:30 o'clock in the morning. Me and nobody else. You and Willie are both still upstairs.
I expect...
Means I have to be bothered with old Hank. I have to stop in the middle of getting breakfast and listen to him. Grand way to start off my day, And every day, too. Every day of my life except Sunday. Every day of my life except Sunday, I have to march to the darn telephone and listen to that man tell me to wear my overcoat.
No doubt.
And a dollar a month it costs us.
Sadie,
may I?
No what?
Just no.
Where are you going?
Bedroom.
Retire this early?
Taking my newspaper, going to read a while.
Do you really think this little affair justifies heartbreak and misery?
There's no heartbreak and misery. Just going upstairs is all.
Play rummy?
Okay.
Good morning.
Huh?
Good morning, coat, pants, and vest weather.
Oh.
Good morning, earmuffs, spats, and chest protector weather.
Oh.
Good morning. Extra socks, two undershirts,
That's
and 11...
That's enough, Louise. Wish to hear no further reference to this matter. Where are the cards?
Right here.
Well, take them out. Just don't sit there and...
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.